Nicole hosts Easter every year. That's why she shops at BJ's Wholesale Club, stocking up on spiral ham, baked goods, fresh flowers, candy, and 5 dozen eggs.
I've got a lot of baskets to fill.
Nicole's not worried because she knows she can save big and get it all done in one trip.
It's like winning the Easter egg hunt.
When you save, everyone wins. Get a $15 digital coupon when you spend $150 in one transaction now through April 5th. Visit BJ's.com/Easter coupon for details. BJ's, your Easter destination.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Keeping that promise when it is the last thing on this earth you want to do, that's when it becomes incredibly meaningful and you stack hundreds and hundreds of those days, and you have no other option but to respect yourself.
Why am I at the moment so unhappy? What is it that took down my mood today? What is the poison that is like poisoning my days and my weeks? What is it that I need to readjust in my lifetime until I finally get to this pleasantness that I am maybe looking for? Make the best of your lifetime.
You are fooling yourself. You're using the excuse of passion to disguise your inability to tolerate hardness. You have to learn to suffer. And you have to learn to suffer for something that you deem worth suffering for. And I don't know of anything more valuable to suffer for than the person that you ultimately want to become.
On days when it gets hard, I want you to remember you prayed for this. The schedule, the opportunity, the responsibility. Your biggest problems are sometimes the direct result of what the old you asked for. And so when you're running low on patience, when you are overwhelmed or anxious about what's next, I want you to take a breath and remind yourself the old you would have killed to be in your current dilemma, which tells me the future you is going to be just fine. Gratitude shifts everything. You never want to find yourself complaining about a journey you could be enjoying. The stress, the stretch, the long days, they're proof that you are growing. So instead of wishing it away, thank God you're trusted with it. Remember, you asked for this. And the old you would kill to be in your dilemma.
Always remind yourself, all that I have is this moment. And then ask yourself, who do I want to be in it?
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
There's so much knowledge out there, so much information, so many ways to get better. And we make so many mistakes. We're the product of our mistakes. And oftentimes the lesson is sitting there right in front of our face. It's there to be learned, but we miss it, or we don't pay attention to it, or we think we know better. until it punches us in the face. And the most important thing to learn is that we have so much to learn as far as regrets and things I wish I would have done differently, of course. Hindsight is 20/20, and looking back, of course, who wouldn't want to take another go at something? The fact is, you don't get that chance. You get one shot at this gig right here. Life. One life, and that's all you've got. And regret, in and of itself, it's worthless. It does nothing for you. In fact, the only valuable thing in regret is the lesson you learned. The knowledge that you gained. But walking around filled with regret, it gets you nothing.
It's all about mindset.
Yeah.
That's it, man. You have to change the dialogue within your head. And one thing I guarantee you, there's some stat out there about January 1. All that kindling that you started, all that motivation, usually burn out by about 10 to 12 days later. So let's see how far you can take that shit. Usually it's 10 to 12 days, man. People always come in, man, hey, I want a workout program. I no longer give them anymore because you're going to waste my fucking time. Because I know most people out there, once that one alarm clock goes off, the wrong time of the day, I'm not going to the gym.
All this new year, new me bullcrap can stop right now because it is the same exact you with the same exact tendencies and the same exact defaults in your mind when times get tough. A society-wide marketing campaign is not going to change you for the better because if it was, it would have worked last year. The best day to start looking to make serious changes is the day you least want to do it. Because that's exactly what it's going to feel like when all your motivation wears off. So either look to genuinely change the way you think through endless effort, or don't even bother with the idea of a new you.
It's January 1st. Nothing has changed. This year's not going to be your year. You're not magically any different because the calendar switched from December 31st to January 1st. You're still the exact same person that you were the day before, with all the same tendencies and all the same temptations and the same bad habits that you try to avoid. You're the same person. The only way this year is going to be your year is if you treat every single day the way you treat January 1st. If you treat every single day like a brand new opportunity to improve upon the person that you've been with the same intensity and the same intention and the same focus that you bring to January 1st, there's no doubt that this year will be your year. And every subsequent year after that will be your year. Because who you are and the way you execute is not dictated by a calendar. It is dictated by your decision to act.
It's a blank slate, a brand new year. Everything that happened last year, every win, every loss, every lesson brought you here. And that's exactly where you're supposed to be. 2025 isn't about waiting for the right moment. It's about creating it. You don't need permission or a perfect plan. You just need to decide right now. Decide to bet on yourself. The best year of your life doesn't just happen. It's built day by day and choice by choice. This is your year. Not because it's guaranteed, but because you decided it will be. So make it the best one yet. You got this.
Every ambitious person who wants to do something in their life or has done something in their life has gone through the exact same chapter you're going through right now. It's the lonely chapter. It's the chapter where you don't fit in with your old friends, but you don't have the achievements to fit in with a new group of friends. And you're doing everything you can. The free tutorials online, you're reading everything you get your hands on, you're going through it and you're thinking to yourself, like, is this going to be worth it? Is this actually going to work? Because you're seeing no signs of success. But the signs of success are the hate that you get along the way. And what you can't do is bend your knee to their hate and try and go back and conform because it's comfortable and it's warm. Because you know deep down you can do more than this, and you begin to see the person that you could be, and you realize how far you need to go. But despite how far away it seems, you look back down that dead-end road and know that's not where you want to be. And so you keep going.
Fail big. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life, so do what you feel passionate about. Take chances. Don't be afraid to fail. There's an old IQ test was 9 dots, and you had to draw 5 lines with a pencil within these 9 dots without lifting the pencil. The only way to do it was to go outside the box. Don't be afraid to think outside the box. Don't be afraid to fail big, to dream big. But remember, dreams without goals are just dreams, and they ultimately fuel disappointment. So have dreams, but have goals. And understand that to achieve these goals, you must apply discipline and consistency. You have to work at it every day. You have to plan every day. Hard work works.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our 4 favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
How many times in life have you ever driven by an orchard or driven by a massive farm, and you see these crops, these fruits, these vegetables just growing? Do you ever think what it started with? It started with one seed. It's one seed, just like the ideas you have in your head to grow your business, to grow you personally, and to create even stronger relationships. It's that one idea that is watered and nurtured that make all the difference in the world. And from that one little tiny seed, you can have massive farms, massive trees, to produce so much wealth and growth in all areas of your life. So from one little seed, one idea that you created, that you have in your mind, and when it's planted and cultivated and watered and nurtured, what do you think you're capable of doing? Because your capability is not limited. Your capability is as much as you want it to be when it comes to your imagination. The only thing that limits capability is listening to other people's limitations of what they can do, not what you can achieve. What you can achieve is way more than you think. It's a question is, you know you can, are you willing? Because if you're willing, from one idea, one seed, you can create the most incredible farms, the most incredible lifestyle that you know you deserve.
We know that when it comes to life, we want to be growing. We want to seek opportunities for growth. We want to be doing things that make us more competitive, better to be in situations in the future than we are today. We know we need that growth. One of the most effective ways that we can continue to ensure that we grow through our life is to seek out change. When the fact of the matter is, the only difference between whether we embrace change or fight change is the perspective that we see it with. And all we have to do to see change as a positive and an opportunity for growth in all aspects of our life is to make a choice that change is good. That change doesn't happen to us. Change happens through us. And by embracing that concept, by seeing it as something that's positive, I can use that to to continue to grow individually. Because those only two options that exist, right? Growing or dying. And if change makes me grow, then I want to start seeing change as an opportunity. I want to start not just embracing it happening, but I want to seek it out.
Clarity means you see more clear. When you see more clear, interrelations become more apparent. When you see more clear, there is no need to believe anyone or believe anything. Seeing clear means you can distinguish for yourself which is the proper direction to take and which decisions do I have to make in order to make my goals or aspirations start to shape. I can't and I won't tell you which way to go. It's just that along your personal journey, you will encounter challenges. Those challenges will either prevent you or some of them even stop you from moving on and climbing that mountain.
Every moment of your life is building the story of your life. Some chapters will break you wide open, and others will remind you of just how strong you are. But the reality is, they're all necessary. Your job isn't to avoid the hard parts. It's to show up for them, own them, and use them to write the story that only you can tell. Because your life isn't a rough draft. It's a masterpiece in the making.
Let the fear of regret fuel you to take action. Today. Now. To take action now to become a better person. Not filled with regret, but filled with knowledge. Filled with knowledge and strength and power and filled with life.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there's countless stories out there of people that they hit failure over and over again. And I bring that up because that's what creates the want, the desire, the demand for something to change. It gives you a directional path. So when you're on that sailboat out at sea, you know how to take the wind coming at you into your favor to sail in the direction you want. But you're not sailing into some harbor at a known point. No, you're going to sail down uncharted waters. And why? Because those uncharted waters lead to undreamt shores of possibilities.
The word is inertia. And this word, the definition is a tendency to do nothing or remain unchanged, is a property of matter by which it continues in its existing state of rest or uniform motion in a straight line, unless that state is changed by external forces. So this is us. This is our lives. If we don't make an effort, if we don't apply force, we don't change. Our lives will just continue as they are. That's what we're up against. And it's not easy.
We put off everything for the future that already belongs to us. And misery holds on to few, but many hold on to misery. Our ancient Stoic friend Seneca calls us out once again on some tough love, telling us and reminding us really that everything that we resent in our daily lives, in our past, in our present, and everything that we already resent that we think is coming up in our future is really self-inflicted, self-imposed, and that we just pursue misery when we think that we're pursuing happiness.
It says, when you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person that went into the storm. That is what the storm is all about. In other words, how we use this free time, right? How we use this situation, how we use this tool of adversity to become better fathers, better husbands, better mothers, better spouses, better team members. And so I have to pose the question to you, why do you really do what you do and where is it taking you? Right? What's the GPS that's on the end of your decisions and your choices every single day? Have you just made this situation about you, or have you used this situation to become a better individual in several aspects and phases of your life? Right? Like, I'm a firm believer in this, man. Like, in life, we don't burn out because of what we do. We burn out because life makes us forget why we do it. And so the question remains, right? Why do you do what you do, and where does it take you? Most importantly, when it's all said and done, when the clock stops, when you come out of this situation, I firmly believe it's about two things. It's about who you become, and it's about what you give. And every single day, you can become somebody better, but most importantly, you can give something greater to this situation and to this thing called life.
When I was 10 years old, Pop said to me, son, it's a truly lucky man who knows what he wants to do in this world, because that man will never work a day in his life. But there are a few, precious few, and hell, I don't know if they're lucky or not, but there are a few people who find something they have to do. Some obsesses them. Some, if they can't do it, it's gonna drive them clean out of their mind.
Fight. Fight, man. I know it's getting hard. I know it feels like you're losing. And the overwhelming fear of failure is creeping up on you. But you must remember one thing. You've been here before. You fought much tougher battles than this. And yet here you are, still standing. All the odds were against you, but it didn't matter. You found the fighting spirit within you to keep going no matter what. Nothing can beat that. Nothing.
It takes effort, because nature doesn't want to change. It just wants to keep going in that same path that it's been going on. Your nature, my nature, doesn't want to change. It would rather just kind of conserve energy and just continue doing what it's doing. What we would rather continue doing what we're doing. Just that easy path, let things stay the same, just keep doing what we're doing. That's what we have to fight against. Because if we don't take action, if you don't take action, then nothing's going to change.
When the anxious mind consumes you, do everything you possibly can to stick to the to-do list. When life becomes more overwhelming than ever, even the smallest tasks feel like the largest mountain to climb. But care for yourself by maintaining that baseline. I've been keeping my promises for a very long time, and I'm still not immune to feeling like keeping them another day is daunting. But that said, when I feel like I've lost something, the last thing I want to do in response to that is lose myself.
You have lost friends during the process of the climb. I don't think it is something that you should lament or be upset about. I think that it is a sign of growth. Because a lot of people say, hey, you've changed. And the only natural response that I can have to that is, if you grow, you change. Some people, most people, don't like change, especially if they themselves have not grown or changed, and or if they have grown in a different direction from you. And it is natural for us to not want to continue relationships with people that have grown or have values that are too far in contrast to our own. I would be far more sad that I had not realized my potential or what I hope to accomplish in my life in exchange for relationships that I sacrificed my dreams in order to maintain.
For what it's worth, it's never too late, or in my case,
too early. To be whoever you want to be, there's no time limit. Start whenever you want. You can change or stay the same. There are no rules to this thing. We can make the best or the worst of it. I hope you make the best of it. I hope you see things that start you. I hope you feel things you never felt before. I hope you meet people with a different point of view. I hope you live a life you're proud of. And if you find that you're not, I hope you have the strength.
Start all over again.
Loss and regret. Two things that touch all of us sooner or later. They come into our lives like uninvited guests, leaving us breathless and broken. Maybe it's the loss of someone you love deeply. Maybe it's the regret of something you didn't do. The words you didn't say. The chances you didn't take. Whatever it is, it lingers. It hangs over you, heavy and unrelenting, like a shadow you can't escape. You try to move on, to push it to the back of your mind. But it's always there. A memory, a what if? A feeling you can't quite put into words. And it's tempting, isn't it? To let it consume you. To let it define you. To tell yourself, this is it. This is who I am now. A person marked by loss. A person drowning in regret. But let me tell you something. Loss and regret don't have to define you. They can shape you, yes. But they don't have to break you. And as long as you're still here, as long as you're still breathing, there's a way forward. You see, loss and regret are a part of life. They're inescapable. No one gets through this life untouched by them. But here's the thing. It's not the loss or the regret that destroys us. It's how we respond to them. It's whether we let them become our story, or whether we choose to write a new one. Let's talk about loss. When you lose someone or something that mattered to you, it feels like the world has shifted beneath your feet. Like nothing will ever be the same again. And the truth is, it won't be. Loss changes you. It leaves a mark. But that mark? It's not a scar. It's a testament.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson-Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 Mannies that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a not-not.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the number one thing that's holding most people back from reaching their full potential?
The story. The story they sell themselves on. Everyone's got a story. And everyone wants to tell you their story of how bad they had it, how hard they had it. And the more times you tell yourself or others that story, the more you reinforce the fact that you're not meant to have happiness, success, abundance. They don't realize that they still hold the pen. There's thousands of empty pages still in that book that they can rewrite that story. But we have to let go of the pages that others have written in our book and realize we got this pen. And we can start writing how the story looks from this day forward. But what's stopping them is the work that they haven't done. The work of healing through their traumas, their insecurities, their limiting beliefs, the glass ceiling, the whatever the thing is.
A mentality of greatness. There are no breaks. I hate to tell people that. Today's time, everybody wants it fast.
You can be popular.
But to be great? Monday on top of Tuesday, Tuesday on top of Wednesday, Wednesday on top of Thursday, Thursday on top of Friday, Friday on top of Saturday. Let's start over. Let's start over. Let's start over. Let's start over.
When nothing seems clear, trust that the fog is part of the journey. Man, the fog is part of the journey. So often when we're going down our paths and, you know, there's a lot of fog around us and we can't see, we get so discouraged. We think something is wrong. We feel like the fog is negative. Oh my gosh, I can't see. Oh my gosh, I'm lost. I'm confused. I don't know what's going on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Understand the fog is a part of the journey. It's teaching you how to trust. And what is it making you trust? It's helping you to trust in the one step right in front of you. Because whenever you're in fog, you can't see down the road, but you can see the one step in front of you. And you just got to keep trusting that if I keep taking that, even when I can't see, that eventually clarity will come. And you keep doing that. And eventually what happens, you gracefully move through that fog and you step into that sunlight. You step into that clarity. And it's a beautiful thing. And all that came because you were able to understand that the fog is a part of the journey. Rather than seeing the fog and resorting back or staying stuck, because you had the right perspective of it, it allowed you to move through it and step into the light.
So my big thing is when I live my life, I want to make sure that when I'm dead and gone, that I wring that wash rag out, and that wash rag is my soul. And I also believe that we're going to end up one day meeting a maker, if you believe in one. And I believe that maker knows everything about you. Everything about you. Knows I was going to be here and talking to you. Knows everything. But you also have a choice to make. You have a choice to make. You have choices. And the one thing that scares me to death in my life is getting to heaven and not being where I'm supposed to be. And I believe that God has a chart. And he looks at the chart. And he puts it in front of you and you get to heaven. He says, hey, this is what you're supposed to be. And one of my biggest fears in life was to see that chart and not have every block checked off. You know, I want to make sure that I'm constantly pursuing whatever it is I'm pursuing just to be the best. I'm just constantly grinding myself into a fine powder.
So don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is just failure turned inside out. It's a silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near, but it seems so far. So stick to the fight. When you're hardest hit, it's when things seem worst that you must not quit.
Together they said to me, well, how can you continue? Can you, like, do you have the strength or the will or the enthusiasm or so? And I said, how can you ask this question? It is, if I abandon this project, I would be a man without dreams. And I don't want to live like that. I live my life or I end my life with this project.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
It can't be done. This is why I try to tell you, anything and everything can be done if you can visualize it and if you believe in yourself. Let me tell you, you're going to find the naysayers in every turn that you make. Don't listen. Just visualize your goal, know exactly where you want to go. Trust yourself. Get out there and work like hell. And break some of the rules and never, ever be afraid of failure.
Take full responsibility for what happens to you. It's one of the highest forms of human maturity. Accepting full responsibility. It's the day you know you've passed from childhood to adulthood. The day you accept full responsibility. I used to have that long list of reasons why I wasn't doing well. I used to blame the government. I used to blame taxes. Look what you got left after they take everything. And they expect you to do well. I used to blame the weather. I blame the traffic. I used to blame my car. I blame the manufacturers. See, I used to blame everything outside. And then let me give you a little philosophy to help turn my life around. For your notes, here it is. It's not what happens that determines the quality or the quantity of your life. It's not what happens. It's what you do that changes everything.
Face it. You do not look away when challenges come. You don't blame yourself if at that moment in time you're not able to face it. The only thing you're gonna do is you step back, you take time for yourself, you invest the work, and prepare yourself to return.
You just gotta weather it and keep on walking and don't flinch. Don't let them know they got you. And what we're doing is staying still or stepping back, because we don't do that. We keep on walking.
Anger. It's one of those emotions we're told to suppress, to control, to push down deep where no one can see it. Society teaches us that anger is destructive, unproductive, even shameful. But the truth is, anger is one of the most powerful forces you'll ever feel, if you know how to use it. Because anger, when left unchecked, can consume you. It can turn you bitter, vengeful, or paralyzed. But when you learn to channel it, to harness it, to turn it into fuel, it becomes something extraordinary. It becomes a tool, a driver, a force that pushes you toward action, toward change, toward the life you've been waiting to build. The question isn't whether you'll feel anger. You will. The question is, what will you do with it? Anger is neither good nor bad. It's energy. Raw, untamed energy that surges through you in response to pain, injustice, or frustration. It's your body's way of saying, this isn't right. This needs to change. But anger has two paths. One path is destruction. It's yelling at the wrong people, burning bridges, making impulsive decisions that you can't take back. The other path is creation. It's taking that energy and turning it into something meaningful. Something that builds, that grows, that transforms. To use anger as fuel, you have to choose the second path. And that starts with understanding the source of your anger. Anger doesn't just appear out of nowhere. It comes from somewhere deep inside you. Pain, fear, frustration, disappointment. Before you can channel your anger, you need to face it. Ask yourself, why am I angry? What's the root of this feeling? What's underneath it? Sometimes it's about unmet expectations. about feeling like you've been wronged or overlooked. Sometimes it's about fear. Fear of failing, of losing, of not being enough. And sometimes it's about frustration with yourself for not living up to your own potential. Whatever the reason, identifying the source of your anger is the first step to transforming it. Because when you know where it's coming from, you can direct it. You can decide what to do with it.
Let anger be the spark, but let discipline be the engine. Because success isn't built on flashes of emotion. It's built on relentless effort, day after day, choice after choice. Anger is often seen as a destructive force, and it can be if you let it. But when you channel it toward creation, it becomes something entirely different. It becomes the fuel for building something meaningful. Whether that's a business, a skill, a relationship, or a new version of yourself. Ask yourself, how can I turn this anger into something positive? How can I use it to grow, to improve, to make an impact? Let your anger inspire you to build, to create, to leave something behind that proves you didn't let the pain win.
Every emotion has something to teach you, and anger is no different. It's a signal, a guide, a call to pay attention. What is your anger trying to tell you about your values, your boundaries, your goals? What lessons can you take from it? Maybe it's teaching you that you deserve better. Maybe it's showing you that something in your life needs to change. Maybe it's reminding you of the fire inside you, the one that refuses to settle, to give up, to accept less than you're capable of. Let anger be your teacher, not your enemy. Let it guide you, not control you. Think of anger like fire. Left uncontrolled, it can burn everything to the ground. But when harnessed, when contained, it becomes a powerful tool. It can light your way. It can warm you. It can forge something strong and unbreakable. The fire of anger doesn't have to consume you. It can transform you. It can push you to do the hard things, to face the challenges, to become the person you know you're capable of being.
The world will give you plenty of reasons to be angry. People will hurt you. Circumstances will disappoint you. Life will throw obstacles in your path. But every time you feel that fire rising, you have a choice. You can let it consume you, or you can let it fuel you. Use your anger to remind yourself of what you want, of what you deserve, of what you're willing to fight for. Let it push you to take the steps, to do the work, to rise above. Anger doesn't have to be destructive. It can be transformative. It can be the fuel that turns your pain into purpose, your frustration into focus, your fire into a force for something extraordinary. So the next time you feel anger bubbling up, don't run from it. Don't let it control you. Harness it, channel it, and use it to build the life you know you're meant to live. Because that fire inside you, it's not something to fear. It's your power. Use it.
Are you interested in achieving these goals? Or are you committed? And that question transformed my life. If you're interested, you'll do what's convenient. You'll come up with stories and excuses and reasons why you can't. But if you're committed, you will do whatever it takes. You'll let go of your stories. You'll let go of your excuses. You'll let go of all the reasons you currently have that are formulating your identity of yourself. And you'll learn how to let that go and become who you are destined to become.
You have to travel light if you want to go high. You've got to give up to go up. That's what this law is all about. Less is more. This law teaches us that there is no reward without paying the price. Pay now, play later. If you play now, you'll pay later. What he taught me was invaluable. That was the root of the law of sacrifice. If you give up, you could certainly go up.
And life is giving you a new opportunity. Sometimes it's good to take it. And when this lifetime takes something from you, you need to learn to let go.
So you need to foster the belief in what you are dreaming so that it becomes a reality, which is very different than saying, I don't expect anybody to believe it until I see it. You need people to believe it before they can see it.
Your imagination is there. Don't you remember when you were a child? You believed everything that you thought. You believed everything that your imagination could draw up. But then people told you to be realistic. People told you to come back to reality. People told you what you can and cannot do. And as a young, innocent child, that you can only do so much. It's time to stop believing those lies.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
You wake up every single morning and you have a choice. You can choose to do the thing that you did yesterday that got you closer to your goal, or you can choose to do something else. That's your choice. So if you're asking me how to stay consistent, you just have to choose to do the thing you did yesterday that got you closer to your goals. The reason you don't stay consistent is because you make the wrong choice. There's no hack. There's no secret. There's no motivational video that's going to make it so you make the right choice.
When you have nothing left, and you feel like emptiness is the only thing that you know, it's very easy to fall into hopelessness. But have you ever thought that maybe you have to be emptied of what was so that you can be refilled with what's to be? Maybe this emptiness is what you've been asking for in its infancy. So maybe you're empty on purpose.
Find something. Find a thing that you genuinely enjoy, because getting good at things you genuinely enjoy is extremely beneficial.
The less you challenge yourself, the less you grow. You can't run from discomfort because you think you can't overcome it. Put yourself in situations that force you to improve, build new habits, and destroy the bad ones. In order to feel fulfilled in this life, you always need a dragon to slay. So set a goal, choose your own adventure, and embrace the challenge.
Your excuses will destroy you and take everything that you ever wanted from you, if you let them. When your excuses make you feel a little bit better about the fact that you didn't execute on what you needed to execute on, then they can make you feel better. But they're not helping you. They're not helping you at all.
You see, what stands between us and achieving even our most ambitious dreams has far less to do with possessing some magical skill or talent, and far more to do with how we approach problems and make decisions to solve them.
You're living on frequencies. Now, when you think of something, what you've done is you've flipped your brain onto a higher frequency. The very fact you can see it is all the proof you need to know you could get it. What you have to do is raise your level of consciousness to that frequency. And then you will attract whatever is on that frequency, all the good you need to manifest the idea. Any idea that's held in the mind, that's emphasized, that's either feared or revered, so it could be better, good, will begin at once to clothe itself in the most convenient and appropriate form available. It starts to move into form.
The way that I see it, given that we don't know the future, given that much of our motivations are invisible to us, we're not a crystal pond that we can see into, you have to have some form of delusion about what's going to happen in the future. you're trying your best to see the way that it's going to be, but given that the glass could be half empty or half full, why not have a delusion that's going to be useful to you, one of hope, even in the face and the understanding that things might be difficult and that there's going to be obstacles?
Even when I do not feel like doing something, to do it. That my brain doesn't dictate how. My brain does not get to choose. My brain can feel a certain way, but it's not going to choose how I behave all the time. I just can't let it do it anymore. I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action.
Leonardo da Vinci famously said, "God will sell you anything at the price of labor." And that is true. So what you have to do is, if you want something, you have to work for it. Mm-hmm. And most people that think that the world is based off of luck have never truly worked for something. Not enough to understand that luck does not exist. It's merely a game of probabilities. You work hard, you work more, you work longer, and eventually you can increase your odds of success. And you have to increase your probabilities by increasing your skill set.
Do it sad, do it angry, do it heartbroken, do it miserable, do it excited, do it energized, do it happy, do it tired, do it confident, do it discouraged. Do it anyway. However you got to get it done, make sure it gets done. That's what separates the winners from the losers. That's what separates those that get what they want from those that only talk about what they want. So whatever you got to do, get it done.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
We've all heard it. It's always darkest before the dawn. You have to push through the hard to get to the place you're trying to get to.
You have to understand you are on your own unique journey, and your truth is going to be unique to you. So as you go down that journey of trying to be authentically who you were made to be and find your truth, there's going to be so many people that do not agree or do not align with that path.
Here's what I know. I know that until you make a decision that you no longer want to feel how you feel, or you no longer want to think the way that you think, or you no longer want to have the kind of results or no results that you have, until you make that decision that, you know what? I know I don't feel great. I know I doubt myself. I know I've had a lot of bad things happen. I know there's a lot that I regret, but damn it. You've got to start with wanting something better for yourself. And then I personally think the most important thing is to start acting like the person who has the things that you want right now, even though you don't feel like it.
The reason why a lot of people won't become who they want is because they're too attached to who they've been. So I was willing to let go of everything and everybody. See, another reason why people won't get there is because the doorway is for you to fit through. You're trying to carry everybody else through because you're trying to be rescue 911. And you got to rescue you first.
You're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. But during those down moments, that's where the growth takes place. That's where the work is.
You may have a lack of confidence because you just haven't been showing up for yourself. Your words have no meaning. We don't have to stay in the past. We don't even have to go too far into the future in our mind. We come back to this present moment. We say, you know what? My presence is perfection, and my presence has purpose.
And yeah, I haven't been showing up for myself. Yeah, there's been a lack of accountability. But you know what? I have another step. I have another breath. And in this next step and then this next breath, I make change.
The quote goes like this. One day, day one. One day, or day one.
How do you know what you're used to is better than the life that's to come? When life starts changing, when life starts moving, when things start evolving, when people start changing, when you start growing, oftentimes if we've had a set of great experiences in our past, when it says, how do you know the life that you're used to is better than the life that's to come? And so when you think about the life that's to come, new normal, right? A transition, having to pivot, having to make different decisions, having to make a new career choice, having to close the door in a chapter on another career. How do you know the life that you're used to is better than the life that's to come, right? Embrace it. It goes together. One is glorious, one is wretched, right? It goes together, man.
And when you feel the highest pressure, the highest stress, and the highest anxiety, when you're in the pursuit of something greater, it's a good indication that you're actually on the right path. It's a position that you want to actually be in, because once you push through this time of extreme stress, pressure, and anxiety, on the other side is the promised land that you've been looking for.
The biggest mistake a person can do right now, no matter in which situation you are, is to give up. You might not reach the best version of yourself in this lifetime, but the better one than you are right now.
I have got to decide what it is that you want the future to look like. And the more specific and the more clear you are, the more likely it's going to happen. The more you understand of what that moment is that you're trying to create and why you're trying to create it, and then you now can build the plan and the strategy to get there. Now you look at that end and the result and what you want it to be and how you're going to feel and what it's going to mean to you, and you just keep visualizing yourself there the entire step of the way. The entire step of the way, and it is going to eventually reveal itself, all the things that you need to do in order to get there.
Self-confidence is self-trust, and it's self-confidence is the process of keeping the promises that you make to yourself. So the way we begin to build our self-confidence up is we start setting promises up with ourselves that we keep. You need to begin to make promises to yourself, set up the game early where you can keep them, stack that stuff and create momentum. And what happens is you will begin to build a reputation with yourself that you can trust you.
What does it mean to live an infinite life? Clearly our lives are finite. We're born, we die, we come, we go. But life is infinite. The game of life will continue with us or without us. Which means every single one of us has a choice. We don't get to choose the nature of the game. Life is infinite. We don't even get to choose if we want to play in the game or not. Once you're born, you're in it. We get one choice. Do you want to play with a finite mindset? Or do you want to play with an infinite mindset? To play with a finite mindset means waking up every day and say, I'm going to be the best. I'm going to be better than everybody else. And when you die, you take none of it with you. Or we can choose to live our lives with an infinite mindset, which means I'm going to leave this world in better shape than I found it. It means I'm going to devote my life to see that those around me rise. And we know that we're living with an infinite mindset because our obsession is seeing that we have an impact on the lives of the people around us.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.